A good amount of water flows in the Little Plover River near Stevens Point thanks to spring and early summer rains. But sections of the river have dried up several times in recent years, and a national conservation group lists the Little Plover as one of the U.S.'s most endangered rivers. Part of the problem stems from a huge increase in high-capacity wells sucking a lot of groundwater from the area. Retired business owner Barb Gifford of Friends of the Little Plover River says she wants the governor to axe a Republican-sponsored budget amendment that would make it harder for state regulators to consider the cumulative impact of the high cap wells.
Motion 375 was the most, I'm sorry, I'm usually very tempered, but it was the most outrageous thing I've ever seen.
Dwayne Motz of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association declined comment on the state budget provision, but he told the DNR board and Little Plover Friends group yesterday that growers near the river are using less water than a decade ago.
We really want you to be happy with our practices. And I know today there are some of you here that are not happy with it. And I think part of that is the lack of understanding.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says papermaking, dairy, brewing, cranberry growing, crop production, food processing, and cheese making are all dependent on steady supplies of fresh water, and most depend on access to high-capacity wells. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.